You're listening to the audio production of Parable Church, How the Teachings of Jesus Shape the Culture of Our Faith, by Mike Burnett with John Driver, published by Zondervan and read by Mark Smeeby. Dedication to my best friend, Stephanie. Thanks for believing in me and for your consistent encouragement. And to the amazing people of Life Point Church, you have given me the greatest privilege to serve as your pastor and to see this book play out in real time. Philippians 1:27. Forward. I have always been in church, always. Since the day I was born, church was like my second home. I grew up in a formal denominational church, and I assumed most churches were like my own, mostly boring but somehow important. The liturgy didn't do much for me, but I enjoyed being part of a community filled with my family and friends. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it either. Church was just a part of my family's tradition and therefore part of my life. But my assumptions changed one Sunday evening when I visited my friend's church. Almost immediately, I realized the people in the pews around me loved God in ways I had never experienced. They made the Christian faith look so attractive. For them, living for Jesus was like breathing, effortless and essential at the same time. They had something, joy, peace, confidence, purpose, that I lacked but desperately wanted to experience. The pastor's message that night pierced my heart in a way no other preaching had touched me. At some point during that service, I realized I didn't love God like these people loved him because I didn't know God the way they knew him. I had been trying to earn my way to heaven, doing whatever it took to please an inscrutable, grumpy old God. One good thing about growing up in church, I understood the Bible well enough to recognize it was the only authority I could trust for the ultimate truth of how to know God. So I started nervously turning those thin, tissue-like pages until I began to see words and phrases pop off the page at me. I had one of those classic red-letter editions of the Bible with the words of Christ printed in bright crimson. Surely that red ink had been used for such a moment as this. I was only a few pages into Matthew when a passage jumped off the page. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?" And then will I declare to them, "I never knew you." Matthew 7:21-23. Jesus' words sent chills down my spine. They described me perfectly because I had spent my whole life calling him Lord for no other reason than because it was what everyone had told me to do. I had confessed with my mouth that I wanted to be saved, but I had never surrendered my heart. I had invited God into my life, but I had left the door locked from the inside. That night, I realized the truth for the first time. God wasn't looking for my religious actions or which church I attended. He never wanted me to do things for him to earn his love and forgiveness and grace. He wasn't grumpy or hard to please. He wanted to know me. Tears welled in my eyes, and my heart drummed so fast I thought it might burst through my chest. I got on my knees and planted my elbows into my bed as I clasped my hands to pray. "If you'll give me another chance, Lord, I'll love you," I said. "I want to know you, really know you." I felt the presence of the Spirit within me. In that moment, God became more than the God I had read about or the creator of the universe. He became my friend, my Savior, my Heavenly Father, my Daddy. Almost four decades of ministry later, I still believe this is what people want. They want to know God. Visiting my friend's church rocked my understanding of what church could be and rolled away my false assumptions about who God is. That experience ignited a longing to know God the same way they did, to serve him with everything I have in order for others to know him that way, and to help people relate to God as part of a family of believers. Over the years, God's word and my ministry experience have shown me many different ways to do church. But churches that reflect God's love with the greatest impact tend to have some key elements in common. Qualities that my friend Mike Burnett sees clearly in the parables Jesus told his followers. In the pages that follow, Mike helps us see these dynamic church qualities by exploring how parables teach us heavenly concepts grounded in
sample complete. Ready to continue?